Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
As you are standing, carry your Bible in your hand. Let's read together Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Everybody standing, holding your Bibles. Psalm 46. Thank you, choir. Thank you. God bless you. Hold your Bible in your hand, Psalm 46. We take the first three verses. Can we go one to go? God is our refuge. Off it from the screen. Off it from the screen. Off it. Remove it from the screen. Now let's go. One, two, go. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of a sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Go back to verse 1. Let's go again. Then God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Have your seat. God that we serve is our refuge, is a trouble. Stretch forth your hand. Whatever trouble has been troubling you before you got here, they will not follow you home. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and let's say that, oh Lord, say you are my refuge. Say you are my fortress in the time of trouble. Say that again, let me hear you. Oh Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress in the time of trouble. Say that for the last time. Oh Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress in the time of trouble. Have your seat. God bless you. What is trouble? Trouble is anything that causes distress. Trouble, anything that brings affliction. Trouble is anything that causes you anguish. Trouble is anything that brings adversity to you. Trouble is tribulation. And the Bible said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Listen to me. Some troubles are mysterious. You try to find the root. You can't find it. You try to do anything. You can't get it. Some troubles are strange. Some troubles are dribbling. They dribble you. You think you have a solution to the trouble. You have done it. It looks as if God has done it. Then it comes in another way. Trouble can be a dribbler. Trouble can put a prayer warrior to shame. Trouble can bring trouble can make people feel that a prophet is abandoned, because trouble can be mysterious. It can be strange. It can dribble. Trouble can confound. You just say, listen again. What again? Upon all our prayers, upon everything we have done, trouble can be suffocating. Choke life out of the person. The person will not know what to do. In fact, the person that people go to for advice now doesn't have an advice from himself. He has no wisdom to tackle his trouble. It has choked him, suffocating the person. And you know what? Trouble can be very, very damaging. We check our lives. Many of us have wounds, scars of trouble. Some are still going through trouble. But our God is an ever-present help in trouble. Hey, say that again. Say, my God is an ever-present help in trouble. Say that, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. You know we are already handling the issues. Your trouble is hearing that your God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And the troubles are disappearing. Do you understand? Do everything I ask you to. I don't need to lay hands on you. I don't need to lead prayer. Just follow instructions. We are telling your trouble. Your God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Your trouble runs away immediately. You are introducing your trouble to the one that is above it. Say that again, let me hear, my God is an ever-present help in trouble. See, some troubles are older than you. Some trouble started when you were born. Some trouble, you did not cause it, but you are a victim of it. Some trouble arises at the beginning of your life. Some troubles arises at the middle of your life. Some troubles arises when you are about to cross the finish line. Don't interview. About to get the job. The trouble arises. Some people, their trouble is from cradle to grave. See, no matter what is troubling you, today they bow before you. Lift your right hand and say, whatever trouble is troubling me, say in the name of Jesus, say, bow before me, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow. Speak to the trouble. Say, whatever it is, let them bow before me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. The Bible, see, look, you are in church. Look at me. Look at me. Stop thinking about that trouble. Look at me. Touch somebody by your side. Say, look at pastor. Tell the person. How can you be troubled and we say God is your help in the days of trouble and you are in church and you are troubled? Why? Every atmosphere of trouble hanging over you. Every atmosphere of trouble. Eternal Korea kata. Marek eternal Korea. Let that atmosphere be blown away by the wind of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Today, this morning, we are here by the help of God to trouble our trouble. Hello, are you here? You are here to do what? By the help of God to do what? Can you say, I am here by the help of God to trouble my trouble? Before we go on, listen to me. The word, when Adam fell, and God punished man, the word became a natural habitat for trouble. I've always shared this, and I will say it again. Listen. If you buy a land, you don't need to plant anything for weed to come out. You will never see cocoa, you will never see rubber, you will never palm oil. If you want palm, you will go and plant it. You will weed. The world is a natural habitat for trouble. The things where you know one, that they come naturally. The same way weed comes. They come naturally. An armed robber coming to attack you at home, you can't ask the question, why me? They don't ask questions before coming. The world is a natural habitat for trouble. Please understand that. So when trouble comes, it's not the time to cry, oh Lord, why me? The thing don't start again. If you are in the world, there will be trouble. Hello? Did you hear me? Even if I say anything contrary to this, by what you are going through now, you will know your pastor is a liar. If I say anything different from this, if I say anything different from what I'm telling you now, you will know your pastor is a liar. Because in one kind of life, another aspect, we are facing trouble. But the Lord is here to take away trouble. Lift your right hand up. Say, every trouble bringing me shame, say, disappear now. Can you pray in the name of Jesus? Every trouble bringing shame. Bringing shame to my family. Disappear, disappear, disappear. Disappear, disappear, disappear. Every trouble bringing me shame. Disappear now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, when a child is busy arousing people and fomenting trouble, behind that child in the back is a very strong man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Behind every trouble is something. And your decrees now, behind you is a mighty man of war backing you up. Hello, do you understand? Do you understand that? Take the prayer point without any apology. Every trouble shaming you, today they are put to shame. In the name of Jesus. So number two, the world is full of trouble. Number three, trouble is not a respecter of persons. Moving forward. Trouble is not a respecter of persons. It does not discriminate. Job 5:7. Sir, trouble does not discriminate. Though. It comes upon everybody. So it is stupidity to think you are the only one facing trouble. You know, some come to you. They tell you all the problems they have in life, not knowing that you yourself, you have a trouble. You have a problem. Have you not dressed well one day? And after somebody comes to you, you are thinking, oh God, how will I get transport fare to get to? Oh God, how will I get money to fuel my car? And somebody comes and tells you, and say, sir, I have not paid school fees. Ordinary money. 200 naira to get home, you don't have. You are well dressed. But somebody now comes in house rent. 200 naira you don't get. But somebody has looked at you that the way you are wonderfully, beautifully weighed. You are rich. They can see your destiny. But trouble is not making your destiny to burst forth. Everybody can see that this man is supposed to be above. If I tell him 250, I think he will give me 300. Short people can be very bold. Your trouble is bigger than theirs. They are casting their troubles upon you. I pray for you. You look like the person that have a solution. But your trouble is more than others. I ask that the Lord will arise and trouble your trouble. Let the Lord arise and trouble your trouble. In the name of Jesus. So, Job 5:7. Yet man. Read with me. Yet man is. Bible. Man is what? Okay. Jump to Job 14:1. Are we in church? Some people know how to cover their problem and trouble than others. Read Job 14:1. Let's go. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days. Man, you are not alone. Stop looking like I don't even know what to compare you with. We are all here faced with trouble, and we have a God that is an ever-present help in the times of trouble. Hello, are you here? So every trouble have a God-made solution because he's an ever-present help in the days of trouble. There will be trouble, but you will be a winner. Hello, sir. Hello, are you here? Once you're on earth, there will be trouble, but you will be a winner. After all, how do we test that Jesus overcome if there is no trouble for us to test it? Sir, how do you test that you are a powerful child of God? How do you test that the blood of Jesus works? How do you test that the name of Jesus works if there is no trouble? Trouble is like a laboratory to prove who your God is. And when there is trouble, arise and prove what your God and who your God is to the trouble. We are here to put trouble to shame. Can I shock you? Trouble does not give advance notice. I am coming, oh, I am coming. Be able to prepare for me, I'm coming. It does not. Job 3:26. It does not. It does not. Look at Job 3:26. I saw it yesterday, I almost cried. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest. Neither was I quiet. Yes, trouble came. I was not causing problem for anybody. I had my wahala, not in safety. Upon all the troubles where I get, trouble still came. Trouble is no respecter of people. We thank you. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand. Lift your hand. Say, oh Lord, arise. said, deliver me from every trouble that I am facing now. And then, can you pray for, oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise, arise, arise. Arise, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. From every trouble. From every trouble, from every trouble that I'm facing now, oh Lord, arise. Deliver me from trouble. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. We are praying. There are many things that the Bible calls trouble. If I want to be mentioning them one after the other, we won't have time. But you know what? You know the trouble that is troubling you. Handle it. I will not waste time. Destruction, famine, this. I'm telling you about different kind of trouble the Bible speaks about. Psalm 107 have a very good picture of things that troubles are and how to, what a person should do to overcome them. I will not go into them one by one. Because like my mother will always say when we are praying, as our faces are different, so our problems and challenges are different. Oh Lord, solve them one after the other. Your mommy used to pray that prayer also. Would you wash it? As you are looking different, your troubles are different. But your God is the same. And he will handle the trouble. Say after me, say, oh Lord, arise, trouble my trouble. Can I hear you say, oh Lord, arise, trouble my trouble. And then, can I pray in the name of Jesus? Oh, Lord, arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sir, ma, look at the trouble troubling you. That kind of prayer you pray now, will he resolve it? If I am the trouble troubling you, you think that kind of prayer you pray now, you think it will send me away? Ma, look at your trouble. The problem with most of you is that you are seated near somebody that has no issue to handle, and you are behaving like the person. The way you are praying, you yourself, if you have your trouble, will you leave? You have played religion for so long that you don't know how to pray. Stand up on your feet, let's pray. Stand up. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh God, arise. Say, trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray? Let me hear. Arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, trouble my trouble. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody. Say, whatever is the source of your trouble. Look at everybody. Say, whatever is the source of your trouble. Hello. If you are praying for somebody, don't do like this. Look at the person. What is wrong with you? Look at the person. Talk to the person. Say, whatever is the source of your trouble, say, the blood of Jesus flush them away. In the name of Jesus, pray for the person. Whatever is the source of your trouble, the blood of Jesus. Look at the person you are praying for, sir. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Lift the person, lift your right hand. Say, oh Lord, destroy my trouble and my troublers. Destroy my trouble and my troublers. Arise, arise, oh Lord. Destroy my trouble. Destroy my troublers. Arise, oh Lord. Destroy my trouble. Destroy my troublers. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Arise and destroy my trouble and my troublers. Arise, arise, oh Lord, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord is removing you from that pit. You are going to pray that prayer again. Lift your right hand up in anger. Say, oh Lord, destroy my trouble and my troublers. In the name, arise, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Destroy my trouble and my troublers. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody, another person, eyeball to eyeball. Look at the person, eyeball to eyeball. If I say, pick a partner, pick a partner. It is not compulsory, it is two. Pick a partner. Tell the person, say, may the Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your enemies into trouble. Did you hear that? Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, may the Lord deliver you from trouble and may the Lord deliver your enemies into trouble. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let me hear you. May the Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your enemy into trouble. May the Lord deliver you from trouble and deliver your enemy into trouble. May the Lord deliver you from trouble. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at the person in anger. You know the look of anger. Say, every strong man troubling you, we bury them now. In the name of Jesus, bury that strong man, bury that strong man. Every strong man troubling your life, we bury. We bury them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat quickly. So there is trouble on earth, but the good news for the children of God is that our God is an ever-present help in trouble. Jeremiah 16:19. Our God is an ever-present help. Oh Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge. In the day of trouble, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. But our God is our strength. Lift your right hand up. Say, my God is my strength, my fortress, my refuge in the day of trouble. Say that again. Let me go here. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my refuge in the day of trouble. So, do you understand that? Is that in your heart? Hello, is that in your heart? I didn't hear that. Is that in your heart? It is good to cry emotionally, to let out the steam. In fact, I encourage people to cry. There is not every time, every problem, you are crying. You are crying. Everything, cry. cry, baby. So when trouble is looking for who to trouble, they look for cry, baby. They know you always cry. Oh, yeah. Let's go in trouble. Let's go. After all the prayers I pray, after all the fasting I fast. Many people here, if trouble is looking for who to trouble, they are available. Huh? Lift your two hands up. Say, I am not available for any trouble. Say, I refuse to be available for trouble. In the name of Jesus. Now 1:7. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now 1:7. Have you not seen police sent out? Maybe there are something they are supposed to deliver back. There are number of crimes, whatever. Maybe they have a target. They just walk around, there is no crime. What do they look for? They look for people that are available. And they do that Fridays. And there are many people available. They just carry them, put them inside. Until Monday, nobody can bail you. You were available, not in your house, doing anything. Not doing anything for the Lord. There was a church program. He said, may I rest today? And they were available for trouble. I pray for you. Never again in your life will you be available for trouble. Send your after me. Say, never again in my life will I be available for trouble. And then, can I hear you pray for us in the name of Jesus? Never again in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So, one, we know our God is an ever-present help. Look at Nahum. Can we read together? The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take. So in the days of trouble, be confident. Because your God is a refuge, a stronghold in the days of trouble. Do you understand? That's why he says, though an army shall rise against me, I shall not fear. Psalm 27, I shall not fear. No, for his surety, that God is a refuge in the day of trouble. Please, what should you not do in the day of trouble? Don't blame God. Don't give up. Don't cry all the time. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose your joy. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Can I repeat myself? What should you not do in the day of trouble? Don't blame God. Don't give up. Don't cry all the time. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. Don't lose joy. Don't be afraid. Do not worry. What then do we do in the days of trouble? What do we do? What do we do? Let's take just one. Psalm 77 verse 2. In the days of trouble. Psalm 77 verse 2. In the day of my trouble, I will seek the Lord. Let's read with me. Let's go. I want to go in the... I will say that again. Why is it that unbelievers that do not know God, in the days of their trouble, they run to church? Stupid believers, when they have trouble, the trouble affect their senses. They stop coming to church. You have not seen somebody for 3 months. You go to visit. Why? I lost this. All this problem. He was coming to church. He was serving God. Trouble happened. He now look at it. He started blaming God. If with everything I've done, this problem can come, I will not go to church again. Stupidity of the highest order. Unbelievers, how will you run away from the only helper you have? The days of trouble are the days to seek God. Tell somebody, the days of trouble are the days to seek God. So we are here because we are seeking God. And we are doing the right thing in the days of trouble. Number two, what do you do in the days of trouble? Call upon God. Psalm 50:15. And that is what we have done, and that's what we are going to do soon again. Can we all read together? Want to go? In the day of trouble, I would say that again. Let me hear you. Sir, who is the richest man in the world now? Elon Musk. He's worth over $276 billion. I think along that range, if my figures serve me right. If Elon Musk say on Monday, come to my office, I'll give you $10,000. What will happen to you on Monday? What will you do? What will you do? Nigerians, maybe I should convert it to now, because when I mentioned $10,000, people have started multiplying by 600 and something. Please come back. Stop multiplying. I know the days are evil, but our God is able. If Elon Musk say come, what will happen on that Monday? You know, Sunday, I'll be in front of the office waiting. And now, the one that created Elon Musk and can make him not in the twinkle of an eye says, call upon me in the day of trouble. And you are running away in the day of trouble. Are you a bastard? Some of you, you pay $500,000 looking for a job. 4 years after, you have not collected the letter. You still have trust in that person. But when God promises delays for a day, I will not. You now go on social media. There is no God. If there is God, why does the promises fail? You are stupid. When men dupe you, you keep quiet. Muku and Magas in church. call upon him. Let's read again. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. This is a sure word. It's a sure word. PPP. I am persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. Romans 4:21. Did you remember PPP? Persuaded that what he promised, he will perform. What do you do in the day of trouble? Psalm 34:15-17. Well, let's just take. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ear towards their cry. 16. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off their memory of them from the earth. Now, verse 17. Read, let me hear you. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all. I am persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. And what did he promise? That when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their... look at that trouble. Is it singular or plural? Ma, look at it. Look at it. Out of what? You have a choice to go home with some of your troubles and solve some. You have a choice for the Lord to solve all of the trouble. Rise up on your feet. Let's handle things. Rise up. Rise up. Aya nama garia gadele bokuria. I have a father that will never ever fail me. I have a father who will never ever fail me. Jesus is my father.
That will never ever fail me.
Rock of
ages. Never, ever
fail. I have a father. I have a father that will never, ever fail me. I have a father that will never, ever fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never, ever fail me. Rock of ages. Listen to me. In the day of battle, soldiers don't sing blues. Don't sing blues for me. Warfare. Do you understand? You don't romance the song. I have a father that will never ever fail me. I have a father that will never ever fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever. I have a father. I have a father that will never ever fail me. I have a father that will never ever fail me. Jesus is my father. Never have I failed. Never have I failed.
Never ever
failed. I have a father. I will never ever fail. I have a father. I will never ever fail. Jesus is my father.
Perish! 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 mighty name
we are praying.
Hey,
say storms of darkness.
Such a darkness.
I can hear. Say storms of darkness.
Such a darkness.
Say storms of trouble.
Such a trouble.
Against my life.
Against my life.
Silence now.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Silence them. Silence them.
Silence them. Silence them.
Silence them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Joshua 7:25. Put it on the screen. Joshua 7:25. A church member had a dream of being shot on the leg. Had a dream of being shot on the leg. Woke up and started praying. Got to the office. Got to the office. And slipped. And something took the leg at the exact place where he had the shot. Something took it. Went to different hospital. It was not healed. Water was coming out. They did everything. Water was coming out until he started praying. See, there are trouble everywhere. Sir, there are trouble. Look at Joshua 7. You are going to read with me. 1, 2, go. Let's go. And Joshua said, why did you trouble us? Hey, start again. Let me hear you. Aha. Give me New King James. Give me. That is the prayer I'm going to pray. I don't know your trouble. You are going to call your trouble. Why do you trouble me? In the Lord trouble you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Read in New King James. Let's go. And Joshua says, why have you troubled us? The Lord. When this day? Are you ready? Get prepared. Trouble will walk out of your life now.
Amen.
Sir, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Trouble is walking out of your life now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stretch out your two hands here. Every long time trouble. Let them walk out of your life now. That amen is weak. That amen is weak.
Amen.
That amen is weak.
Amen.
That amen is weak.
Amen.
Let that trouble walk out of your family.
Amen.
Let that trouble walk out of your destiny.
Amen.
Let that trouble walk out of your children.
Amen.
Let that trouble walk out of your business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to pray?
Amen.
I will give you time. I need you to pray. Jabagaraga. And you are going to delay. Why have you troubled me? The Lord troubled you. Hello. You will call them by name. I know you will not want people to hear. It doesn't matter. We will first of all read. Why have you troubled me? The Lord will trouble you. I will say pray. You'll be mentioning them and asking the Lord to trouble them. Let's go. Let's go. Why have you troubled me? The Lord this day in the open your mouth and call them by name and ask the Lord to trouble. The Lord trouble, trouble, trouble. The Lord trouble, trouble. Poverty, lack, delay.
Every sickness,
every sickness, every sickness. The Lord trouble you. The Lord trouble you. The Lord trouble you. The Lord trouble you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch out to my head. Whatever has troubled you so far, the Lord arise and trouble them. Did he say amen? I can't hear you. Say amen. Let me hear you.
Amen.
I command that trouble to walk out of your life.
Amen.
I bind that trouble and cast out of your life now. Let the trouble walk out of your life now. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 68, 18. Psalm 68, 18. Read with me. You have ascended on high. You have heard captivity. Aha, aha, aha. One day, bushmeat go hunt the hunter. He had captivity captive. That means whatever that trouble is doing to you, that is what the Lord will do to that trouble. Hello? Look at the person. Look at the somebody near you. Say, every captivity is held captive. I didn't hear you. Say, every captivity is held captive. Say, every trouble is troubled. In the name of Jesus, pray for that person. Every captivity is held captive. Every trouble. Every trouble is troubled. Every captivity is held captive. Every trouble is troubled. In Jesus mighty name, we are praying. You have tried. The Lord bless. I pray for you. Whatever is held in the checking point in the heavens and on earth, there is trouble because that thing has not been released. The angels of God release those things for you now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you were expecting that is delaying, that delay is terminated now. That trouble is over now. That trouble is over now. That trouble is over now. Man, say amen. That trouble is over now. In the name of Jesus. What do we do? Galatians 6:17. Help me quickly. Read with me. Read with me. Let's go. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body them. Say that again. Let me hear you. From now on, let no trouble trouble me. Are you here? Are you here? That no one, from now on, let no affliction, from now on, let no barrenness, from now on, let no lies, from now on, let no politics trouble me. Are you ready? We read this and you go pray. You go pray. If it's possible to burst into tongues, you burst into tongues. Our time is fast, man, but we need to do this. Let's go. Let's go. Want to go from...
Let no one trouble me.
For I bear the mark. Oh, yeah. Settle on that bar. Settle. Settle on it and pray. Settle. Settle on it. Settle on it. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Tell that person the trouble is over. Tell the person the trouble is over. Anyone that had a dream that your hand, your fingers were cut off, I have good news for you. There is a recovery for you now. In the name of Jesus. You had a dream that you were dropped in a pit. You know, Zechariah said, by the blood of the covenant, you shall be removed from the pit without water. Anyone that has been dropped in a pit, that has anything in a pit, there is a recovery for you. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
I said, you had a dream, you are in a pit. You don't dream. You think that prayer is not about you. How did you know that you did not dream and you forgot it? Say, no, be me. I never had that dream. Wherever the enemy has kept you, you are released now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Job 5. My time is over. No, be fast spent. Overspent. Job 5, 19 to 26. Oh, yeah. Put it on the screen. 19 to 26. Pick a partner. Pick a partner. Pick a partner. It's annoying when I say pick a partner and you are looking up and down. Pick a partner. Look at the person and look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. I'm closing with that. That is our gift for that person. Tell the person, this is my gift of prophecy for you. Say, this is a gift of God for you. Say, this is a seal upon your prayers. Say, this is delivery from every trouble. Say, after this enemy, any enemy that arises, let them die. Let them perish. Let them be buried. In the name of Jesus. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Oh yeah, let's go. Look at the person. Let's go. He shall deliver you from six trouble. Yes, in seven, no evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from death, and in war, from the power of a sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of a tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction. Let's go, let's go. You shall laugh and famine. You shall not be afraid of the peace of the earth, for you shall have a covenant. Shall be. You're dwelling and find nothing. Oh yeah, let's go, let's go. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring. You shall come to your grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grave ripens in its season. Let's go, verse 27. 27. The best in verse 27 again, say, behold, this we have set out. It is you. Hear it. Everyone that has heard this, let that be your experience.
Amen.
Your troubles are over.
Amen.
Your help is here.
Amen.
The ever-present help visits your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Shake several people, tell them the trouble is over.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.